Hello, everyone, and welcome back. It's the 5 Minute Major Podcast of St. Louis. It's episode 44. I was talking with Josh here how it's kind of crazy that we're still doing this thing. 44. What a number. Shout out Chris Pronger. Yeah, we're happy to be back. We took a little bit of extended break. We were going to talk about the news. I'm sure you've seen it on our socials, but we'll talk about it a little bit more. But we're going to be just doing our division breakdown as we've done with the previous two in the East, and we're going to do the Pacific. This is definitely a little bit more competitive than the East, so we have a lot. I think we'll be a little bit more enthusiastic to talk about these teams, even like the not so good ones. So this will be good. Josh, how are you?
We're doing good. You know, we're just working. I'm getting ready to go into a crazy work week next week. I think I'm working 50 plus hours I picked up at the hospital. So, going to be some long days, but, you gotta do what you gotta do. Earn that money. But I'm excited. It's going to be a good, little talk we're going to have about the Pacific. Interesting division for sure.
Yeah.
But, the bottom teams have made some improvements, and then the middle tier teams, I'm really confused on what they're doing, but here we are.
As you guys know, we're candid and we're gonna, this is all opinionated, you know, things can happen. I mean, I had Nashville like first in the Central last year, so we'll see what happens. Okay, let's start off. We launched something.
Woo! Yeah.
It's a website called Hockey News STL. It's stlhockeynews.com. It's kind of like a one-stop shop for podcast stuff. We're starting to write some articles. Josh and our buddy Jake, who hopefully you guys will meet on here sometime. We're just expanding our knowledge, trying to bring in more content. Like, writing content's always fun to make, and I know that Josh and Jake are excited too.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great opportunity for those looking for a one-stop shop, like Mike said. We are going to try to branch into NCAA hockey this year. Yeah. We are going to work with some ECHL teams as well to get some little inside coverage. But I think it's going to be a great opportunity. It's going to help us grow. Hopefully, if you're not into listening to the podcast as much, you can follow along and read some articles.
Yeah,
just because there's not always a great one-stop shop that can kind of cover it in quick little articles to keep you up to date. And I'm excited. With that being said, as we are starting a new website and continuing to grow our podcast, if you are businesses, STL Local really is where we're trying to go. But if you're a business anywhere that wants to partner, collab, work together with us, we are doors wide open. Email is going to be available. Message us on any of our social accounts. I would love to talk more about some opportunities and to help you guys grow that want to work with us and help us grow. So please reach out. I can talk night or day, and let's get going. Along with that, we are getting an additional logo made for the 5 Minute Major podcast that we'll use for the Hockey News STL, along with this podcast paying tribute to St. Louis. So that is in the works. I'm working with a great creative guy that I just randomly met. We have the same last name, which is crazy. Didn't know that, but I'm excited. So a lot of exciting news coming, more to come, some events coming up, and I'm ready to hit the ground running. Like always, I'm ready for hockey to get going.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Yeah, I'm happy to be writing again. I feel like I lost my passion for it, and like, you guys were, you know, happy to help me start this, and I was happy to kind of be the builder and then have you guys just pump out content, baby. Like,
you're the one over there pumping out content. I've been trying to social network for us, and Mike's over there like article. We're gonna have another one coming out from Jake.
Director of marketing. I'm just some writer, bud.
It's
this thing chug, at least on that side of things, and I appreciate it. That
all right, we're gonna hop into some hockey news. I'll do hockey news. I'll run down the division rankings and standings from last year, and then we will hit the ground running.
Yeah
so Frank Nazar from the Chicago Blackhawks signed a 7-year, $46 million and some change dollar deal. He's only played 56 NHL games.
Chicago's making decisions, though.
I mean, props, but also I have some question marks, and we'll probably get roasted by someone saying he's a great player. Yeah, he probably is a good player, but he made more in this extension deal than Kirill Kaprizov got from Minnesota in his little short extension.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, 56 NHL games. Sophomore slumps are real. We've seen them. Good Lord. But it's Chicago, you know?
They have so much money to just blow around, bro. Yeah. Like, I mean, you might as well lock in a right-handed centerman who's only 22 years old and try to keep him for what you hope is a good prime, you know?
Does this mean you're worried about Connor Bedard?
I'm not worried about him. I hope he leaves. I think he needs to leave. If there's a team in the Pacific that he's from, that town, they should be all in on trying to get him home, honestly. Yeah. Instead, they're just picking up the pieces. And we'll talk about that. So, but I mean, good. I don't like the Blackhawks. Never will, never have, never will. But good for them, I guess.
And in all honesty, as the cap goes up, this is probably going to be a pretty good deal. Yeah. If he develops and is what they really think he can be, it's a guy they can build a team around.
Right. They're kind of following suit of the Robert Thomas Kyrou contracts where we were like, might be a little early for that, Doug. And then we're looking at it and we're like, oh, okay. Like, obviously, they knew they were going to be our top two guys. So that's why we're just podcast guys, and those are the hockey analysts, you know?
Our next thing, Robert Thomas ranked 12th as the best in the NHL at center.
Yeah, I'm loving that.
Loving it, but I think he's better than Nick Suzuki, if I'm being honest.
That's a good comparison, though.
I'm interested to see. It was a good list. You did see Sidney Crosby still up there.
Oh, yeah.
Nathan MacKinnon. Not Nathan MacKinnon. McDavid. Sorry.
Yeah.
McDavid's
Leon,
up there.
Leon, all those guys.
Leon. Like, it's a great list. It is some guys that are aging, and we're going to see the last couple years of them, which is kind of sad to think of Crosby being done soon. And
love him.
Hanze Kopitar. Like, guys that we've seen and grown up watching that we're getting to that point.
Yeah.
But happy to see Robert Thomas finally getting the appreciation that he has deserved the past couple years. I'm excited to talk about the Central Division a little more in depth than we've done with any of the others. But it's going to be a good year for him, I think. And props to the NHL for finally looking at him. And he did earn an invite to Team Canada for the Olympics. So interested to see if he's going to be a guy that gets picked up by this Canadian team to play in the Olympics.
Yeah, and you know, it's hard to make that team because there's, I mean, it's just everyone's so good, right?
Like, oh, yeah.
I mean, but having Robert Thomas play fourth line like he did back in 2019 for Team Canada could work. And then he'd be out there with Parayko and Benny, so who we're pretty sure are going to make the team. And before we move on, Nick Suzuki, he did have 89 points in 82 games. He has not missed a game in 4 years, which is crazy. Good for him. And that team's only getting better, man. So good for him. We were talking before the podcast, the trade Vegas made to bring in Pacioretty, and you're probably looking back like, yikes, dude.
Yeah.
Nick Suzuki could be your number two behind Eichel right now. But who knows if they would have had Eichel right now, you know?
That's true. It's all the ebb and flows of these deals, which looking at this ranking, it's a very interesting one. Jack Hughes is at 11. Nick Suzuki at 10. Shifley is at 9.
Wow.
Braden Point at 8. Austin Matthews at 7. Eichel at 6. Sidney Crosby at 5. Barkov at 4, which, hold on, I'm going to have a debate here. Leon Draisaitl at 3, Nathan MacKinnon at 2, and Connor McDavid at 1. I think Barkov could be moved up. I think we've seen him do it in the playoffs. I like Barkov a little bit more than Nathan MacKinnon, if I'm being honest. People are probably going to roast me in the comments for that. I like Barkov. I think he is a better two-way centerman, in my opinion.
Oh, man, that's just... There's arguments that McKinnon might be the best player in the world, you know? So it's hard to gauge those top five.
Yeah,
Crosby is automatically there just because who he is. Like, once McDavid he's gone, it can maybe shift a little bit. Yes, and McDavid's definitely the guy.
And the guy that on this list that got disrespected is number 15, Dylan Larkin.
Wow, who's ahead of him at 13, 14? Because we know Thomas is 12.
Nico Hischier.
Okay.
He's at 14. Sebastian Aho at 13.
I don't know.
We are like the epitome of Dylan Larkin.
Oh, I'd put him top 10 for sure.
Oh, yeah.
If I made the list.
Macklin Celebrini coming in at 19. They listed him better than Sam Bennett.
I agree.
I mean, but I do. And I will
We're talking about like, just pure player. He's going to be a superstar.
That's true.
He already is, honestly.
But we talked about this last season. He was one of the most fun opposing players to watch. God. It was
he
so
killed
fun.
Us.
He killed us.
He's just one of those guys again.
And I hope he doesn't hit that sophomore slump because I want him to continue to get better.
Yeah.
And I want him to be better than Bedard in every aspect of the game.
Oh, yeah. But I agree.
It was an interesting list. So it's up on NHL.com. You guys should give it a look.
Yes. But,
We'll hop into the Pacific Division and how they finished the standings last year. So Vegas, as we all know, is the number one seed, 110 points, followed by the LA Kings with 105, the Oilers at 101, Calgary, who we beat out at the end of the season, finished with 96 points, Vancouver with 90, which is amazing that they still had 90 points with how dysfunctional they were at the end, Anaheim with 80, Seattle with 76, and they are doing exactly what an expansion team should look like, struggling in the beginning, because that's what the Blues did. Screw you, Vegas. And then
don't compare them to the Blues, brother. The Blues made the cup like 3 years in a row in the 60s.
We made it 3 years in the 60s, but we were like the best of the worst. Yeah. So like it's hard to compare in that way.
Yeah, the league was like a quarter the size. Oh, yeah. We brought in some like legends too, low key.
We did. So, San Jose wraps it up in the bottom at 52 points.
52.
Jesus, that was bad. Bad.
And they're going to be bad again.
I don't know. They brought in Nick Leddy. You know, he can solve everything.
And Dmitry Orlov. Same player, different country.
I mean, hey. But I'll let you start it off with the Anaheim Ducks as our first team we're going to do our preview in.
Okay. All right, the Ducks. You know how we do this. Window open or window closed? Right now it's closed. I think we both agree on that. Yep. It could kind of be creeping to open sooner rather than later.
I'm excited about this team.
I am too. They brought in some veteran players. Mm-hmm. Like Verbeek went out and brought in some old vets. He combined Kreider and Trouba again. Gudas is a big boy on the back end. Who's your captain? Who else are they bringing? Oh, Quenneville's the coach now, which is like old school winning hockey. So maybe he can kind of change the mental there. Yep. And it's exciting. Another player that I didn't mention, Granlund, got paid by Anaheim. So
I like the bringing him in, but I think he got overpaid.
Oh, 100%. Like this offseason, this offseason specifically, like he was one of the better options to get at center. Even the Blues were looking at him, but I'm sure they didn't want to pay $8 million. Like, holy. But they still have young talent too, like Troy Terry. And then they have Lacombe on the back end, right? That's his last name, Lacombe?
I believe so, yep.
Stud, like, should be possibly on the Olympic team for the U.S. He's going to be a superstar defenseman for them. So things are looking up in Anaheim. And it's kind of funny to think that they've been bad. Like, not that long ago, they were competing for Stanley Cups. They won one, and then it was always them in L.A., and then all of a sudden they just dropped heavy, but LA is still kind of just chugging along doing their thing with their veterans, so I don't really know what happened. I'll let you chime in for what you had to say about their additions and stuff.
Yeah, so best addition, it's one of the few teams. So, like, this division had some teams that added some players and had some teams that didn't do anything. I do think Joel Quenneville is a sneaky, great pickup for them.
Great idea.
He is smart, and if you've seen some videos, Patrick Kane talking about Quenneville, he keeps you in games. Like, he's able to keep you in games because he can outsmart the other team. It's what we saw with Ken Hitchcock when he was here with the Blues. Quenneville is just knows the game through and through. The best players I think they really picked up, I gave it a tie between Kreider and Granlund. I think Kreider is going to bring a whole other level to this team. And like Joey Vitale's talked about, if you have that stink of losing in your locker room, you need something to get rid of it and change it up. And I think Kreider is going to bring a little bit of an attitude in there that's going to help him. But looking at their top six, thank you, Daily Faceoff, for has like predicted lineups.
I've been looking at those.
Yeah, I got every team's pulled up here. So Leo Carlson, clearly their number one center. I know so there was a guy that just roasted the ever-living crap out of me on TikTok because I said Mason McTavish. I still think Mason McTavish is a stud of a center. But the biggest question is, what are we trying to accomplish here? Because he is still sitting out there not signed.
Yeah, weird.
Are they going to trade him? Are they going to keep him? I don't know. But per se, this is their top six if they keep Mason McTavish. So your first line is Cutter Gutierrez.
Gutierrez.
Leo Carlson and Alex Kilron. And then your second line is Chris Kreider, Mason McTavish, Troy Terry. And then this third line is nasty. Frank Vetrano, Ryan Strome, and Mikko Granlund.
I mean, that sounds like a potential playoff team. Like, it sounds like they can bring the physicality and they can score.
That does sound good. But the other thing we haven't talked about yet is the subtraction of John Gibson. We'll segue into the question mark here. Is Dostal really that guy?
He's going to have to prove it now, brother.
They're running. They got three goalies right now: Dostal, Husso, and Mrazek.
Well, Husso's a no-show.
Yeah,
he's going to be down playing for the San Diego Seagulls here in a second. So,
yeah.
Shoot, I feel bad for him though, because he did have like a great season with the Blues, and but he did get his money, and now he's living on the beach. So, yeah. But I mean, I agree with you. Dostal had like a pretty good year last year. Like, it was good enough for them to kind of compete for a playoff spot for like a few weeks. And then things happened, obviously. But when you're not stopping less than three goals a game, and your save percentage is still 90.32. So it's like, are you letting in squeakers? Is it the D? But honestly, like, they have some decent D. And it's veteran a, it's D a, it's now, a, so a it's decent like
D. It's not great, but it's not terrible.
Yeah,
I mean, Trouba and Gudas are older.
They're tossing elbows all game.
Oh my gosh, the flying elbow squad back there. But like, also Gudas hasn't been as big of a goon since he's put that C on, in my opinion.
Oh yeah, he's been way tame.
Tame, which I kind of like.
He's been good.
I
think Quenneville's gonna love him. Yeah.
Oh, it's back to a Seabrook and Duncan Keith, like, energy.
100%.
Yeah.
Yes, great comparison. 100%.
So, interested to see. This team is going to be exciting going into the future. They have their, I think their three leading scorers were all under the age of 23.
Yeah.
So
it's just one of those things where they're kind of waiting to see what pans out. Like, like you said, Dostal's the question mark in net, and then McTavish is the question mark in the forward group, because is he staying or is he going? Do they sell?
Get a good,
like,
return for him.
Do they grind him out? Like, you know how the Cam Fowler situation is right now. It's like, we're probably going to let you play till, you know, February, and then we're going to start talking to you. Like, all right, here's how your year's going. Are we going to re-sign you, Cam, or are we going to trade you away for assets? So that might be how McTavish kind of works with Verbeek through this.
Yeah.
I personally, you cannot let this kid go.
He's
going to
be
so good, honestly. Seriously.
If he's really available, the Blues would never, but
no.
I would really be willing to be like, you want Dalibor Dvorsky and Otto Stenberg?
I mean, yeah.
Like, I mean,
he's a 50-point player at 22 years old. He's winning over 50% of his faceoffs, which, you know, I love that.
He solidifies your second center for the future.
100%. He's out there with Holloway and Kyrou.
Yeah. And that means Shen can move down to your third line, playing on the wing with Neighbors and Pio Suter.
That's a nice third line.
And that means Bukestad moves down to your fourth line with, I think he plays winger and Nathan Walker as a center this year. So Torpy, like Walker, Bukestad. And then Sonny's Bukestad can also, and Sonny's your scratch.
Yeah, that team. Yeah, I mean, McTavish, he's such a good player, and he's so young, and he still has a lot to prove, even though he's already proven that he's going to be great. Maybe it's just Verbeek's cheap, or maybe he thinks, like, we can get by, and I have someone in the rear coming up that no one knows about that can fill that spot. You know what I mean?
It's so we'll see what happens. It's the same thing that Marco Rossi is doing with Minnesota right now.
Yeah. But
there's rumors that that deal is getting closer to being an extension. So,
yeah.
The other team that's been favored is Detroit going for Mason McTavish, too. So,
yeah.
We'll see.
But, we'll see. I mean, what do you think about their season? Like, just I guess at the end. Sorry, at the end, we'll do our prediction. Sorry.
Yep. No, you're good.
Next team.
Calgary Flames. It's a win now mentality, in my opinion, about this team. Like, and this the window's closing. I really don't know what to expect with this group. They almost made the playoffs. They added people at the deadline, which is what I'm attributing to. They added Frost and Farabee.
Mm-hmm.
And I still am counting them as the best additions because they're solid players.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a lot of question marks with this roster and a lot of question marks revolving what are we doing with the players that are on this team? Like Anderson, Kadri, Mackenzie Weegar. There's just too many question marks. And then you signed, is it Kevin Ball?
Oh, yeah.
You signed him for a 6-year deal, too. So, yeah,
he's huge.
Oh, he's like 6'7". He is a tank of a man.
Yeah. I think he's kind of the comparison to the Nazar, where it's like he's young. He's going to hopefully prove that he's, you know, a top pair guy for us, and we're going to get him now before the cap keeps rising and he's going to cost more. Yep. So it might just be one of those things, but in all honesty, I mean, he's nothing crazy. He's still so young, but right now he's probably not worth the money until he proves it.
Yeah.
I agree that the best additions are Frost and Farabee. Like, I don't see anybody else on this list where it's like, yeah, Calgary went in and got a guy, you know, like,
and that's
right now they're just kind of coasting on that middle ground, which we know is the worst place to be.
Yeah. Seriously. And that's where it's, you got to figure out the direction you're going and looking at this roster. I mean, Connor Zary is going to be good. I really do believe he's going to be good, but I don't know. Kadri's getting older.
Oh yeah.
Jonathan Huberdeau is what he is at this point, in my opinion. Backlund, I mean, is okay.
Calgary legend at this point.
He's a Calgary legend at this point. Blake Coleman's okay. Like, no one on this roster is just like,
wow.
That guy's going to fix everything for us. I think if you look at this roster, it's Kadri.
Yeah, he's probably their best player.
Yeah.
Just top to bottom, two-way game. Makes plays, hits hard, a little bit dirty when he needs to be.
Yeah.
He's probably their best player, but he's 35.
Yeah, so he's older. And then you do have a good back end. I do believe Dustin Wolf is a solid goalie that can do what they need him to do. But the question is, what's our goal here? Are we trying to retool on the fly with a Frost and a Farabee? But they're middle six players. You still don't have that guy that can take over. You, God rest his soul, Johnny Gaudreau, Brady or Matthew Tkachuk. Like you traded away your guy, Sam Bennett. You traded away your guys that you could have built around.
Right.
And now you're
that was the mistake.
Your middle tier.
It's crazy to think about they did that.
Yeah.
Crazy to think about how they did that. They could be Florida.
Yeah.
Like,
and you got a Huberdeau who just really hasn't been the guy.
No, he's been down since he left Florida, man.
He doesn't have Barkov.
Barkov's top five player in the league, not just center.
Mm-hmm.
Player in the league. I agree with everything you said, Josh. Wolf, he's going to be a stud. He was really close to winning the Calder.
Should have.
Honestly, it should have been closer. I don't know if he should have won, but it should have been one closer. Of those things
that, like, goalies are hard to win a Calder.
Yeah, 100% true. But yes, the question mark is, like, what's next? Are you competing to make the playoffs or not? Because they tried last year, they failed. Sorry. And now your fans are questioning what's next. Like, I know somebody from Calgary, and he's a big Flames fan, and he's like, why aren't we just losing? Like,
yeah.
The whole season last year, he's like, I don't know why we keep trying to win. Like, we made our bed when we traded our superstars, and now what's the play? You got to draft well or retool on the fly like the Blues are doing, and you just aren't right now. So make a decision. Build around Wolf and Zari and Ball, I guess.
Yeah. And, like, and it's doable. You can retool. We saw it with Washington last year. Like,
oh, yeah.
It is a possible move.
Right.
And I think part of it is you got to move Anderson for something of value.
Yes. You have to sit him down and be realistic with him.
Yeah.
He can't be as picky, even though he literally can be, but you have to make it seem like he can't be as picky.
Yeah.
Like, just, you have to gauge every opportunity and get what you can for him. He's really good.
Yeah, and I think, in my point, he's not great defensively, but he's good offensively.
It's just like he would be fine in Vegas, dude. Like, but Vegas is kind of in that point where, like, do we really want to give someone else away again?
Yeah.
I think the management there is starting to kind of slow it down. Because remember the past, like, 3 years, they've just been, here's all our draft picks. We'll take anybody you can give us, all these superstars. And, I mean, they have a cup, but they don't have two. They don't have three, like Florida's going to get this year. So it's an interesting situation in Calgary for sure. I mean, you have in the notes here, trade Kadri and Anderson.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, they'll be valuable. They're your best players.
And I think at the deadline, they can get you a haul.
Yeah.
And it's either a haul of middle age players or younger players that you can build around, or trade them for just draft picks and be like, we're selling. And I think if you do that, Mackenzie Weegar has to be put out there as well.
Yes.
And the Blues were interested in Mackenzie Weegar at that point too. But it's one of those things that you got to pick a direction, and I don't know. And I think their GM did come out and talk last year, and he's like, they were showing they needed reinforcements, and that's why he went out and added Farabee and Frost.
Yeah. Now, is that a miscommunication? Like, he said they're showing him that, right? Like,
yeah.
Did he talk to them? I mean, maybe the communication was a little off, but you just kind of watch how they're playing and you're like, yeah, this team can do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to try my best to bring in a couple guys.
Honestly, you take Kadri and Anderson, you go to Buffalo and you try to get Tage Thompson.
Tage. Yeah, I just don't think he wants to be in Canada. There's no way. But
like, that's a guy you can build a team around.
Oh, 100%.
I don't think he's a star. I don't think he's a superstar, but he's a star. So,
yeah.
I don't know. But
yeah,
talking
it's been
about
downhill since getting rid of the superstars, man.
Yeah.
And hopefully, I mean, I don't like Calgary too much, but hopefully they can figure it out.
Yeah.
We need someone competing against Edmonton up there.
Yeah, I think this is great where we're kind of moving into the Oilers.
Right.
This window is very interesting. It's open.
Oh, yeah.
But it's also open. A win now because.
Kind of, yeah.
Big decisions are going to have to happen here. And by, I mean, big decision, your franchise player decision is going to have to happen here, and that's Connor McDavid. How much are you going to pay him? Does he want to stay? And how much of an emotional roller coaster can he keep going through? Because he looked just done after losing that cup.
He was pissed. He literally said he was pissed off. It's just.
So, I mean, they keep retooling with middling tier players, but they haven't looked at the one single issue as to why they haven't won a cup, and that's a freaking goalie.
Yeah, but we talked about, I mean, the whole time we've had a podcast, we've talked about this. And people know what we're going to say, but we're going to say it again. Like, I couldn't agree with you more. The window's wide open. You still have McDavid and Draisaitl.
Yep.
And you have, like, solid vets. Now, you let Connor Brown walk. You let Perry walk. That's fine. They're old or whatever.
And Corey Perry has a curse, so...
Yeah, so maybe now you reversed your curse here, but the real issue is the fact your starting goalie is Stuart Skinner. Now, he's actually been all right. Like, I'm not saying he's been horrendous, like Georgiev horrendous, where I don't know how Colorado even thought that was a good idea to make him the starter, but he just, like, there's moments. You know how Binnington, there's moments where you're like, that is a Stanley Cup goaltender. Stuart Skinner doesn't really have those moments, in my opinion. And it's going to keep biting him, seriously. Like, they should have, like, what, 3 years ago, you should have brought in Fleury. This year, you should have somehow got John Gibson. Like, and all these fans are talking about how they're going to get Binnington from the Blues. Okay. What are you going to give us, though? Because if you want the best Canadian goalie, you're going to have to give a lot. And then now your window's closed because now you don't have the forward core or the D core. So it's just like you put yourself in such a weird spot and you're really banking on Skinner to somehow just get through it, which is okay. And he was so close 2 years in a row now, thanks to McDavid and Draisaitl. But there's just one little tiny piece, and it's goaltending is okay. It needs to be good.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate, honestly. And I don't care what the Oilers fans have to say. You can hate on us all you want because we're Blues fans and we stole your future superstars in Holloway and Broberg. Sorry, not sorry. But your GM needs to wake up a little bit, just a little bit. He's so close. But now... the real worry is getting McDavid to stay.
Well, it's
like, who cares about goaltending when you got to keep McDavid too? So now I understand.
What do you pay him? You're paying Draisaitl $14 million. Do you give him 14 or do you give him 14.5? Like,
I think if McDavid's smart, he does like a 3-year deal, which everyone's talking. Like, Cervelli was so funny. Did you see that tweet where like his quote was like, yeah, he might get like an 8-year, but he could get like a 2, 3, or 4 year. And I'm like, you're just saying nonsense.
So he could get any range of a deal from 1 year to 8 years. But, you know, I don't know. We'll
Frank
see.
Frank Spaghetti, dude. He's so funny. Shout out Frank Spaghetti. I like the idea of a superstar bridge deal. Give them 14, but only give them 3 years. And then, like, you can't go against the wishes of the best player in the game.
But what are you putting around him when you have $28 million in cap space players?
Well, then let's go to another problem. Darnell Nurse, who, honestly, he did get a little bit better
He did get better.
He's been getting gritty, and I'm loving it. He's been getting gritty. He's been playing hard, and I love it. He's maturing. He's still not good enough for $9 million.
Also, you're paying Evan Bouchard 10.5. So this is this roster right now. So Evan Bouchard's getting 10.5. Darnell Nurse, 9.25.
That's the issue. For the money aspect.
Matthias Ekholm's making $6 million at 35, and he's going to be an unrestricted free agent after this year.
Okay, so you get that back. That's nice. How much longer is the Nurse contract?
Hold on. He is a free agent in 2030.
Oh, God. Okay, so you... Ekholm walks at 6.5 next year. Great. How about you send Nurse to anywhere and you eat half the contract? Nurse? You still get $10 million in cap space.
Well, you can't do that because Nurse has a no-movement clause.
Full.
Cannot be traded, sent to minors, or waived without player's approval. So he then becomes a modified no-trade clause, 27-28. And that is a 10 shoot.
Okay, well, here you go. So, damn, you really... So now now what really needs to happen is you give McDavid the superstar full 7-year, $15 million contract and just lock him in.
Shout out.
And you can still give him the full no-move clause so that it's McDavid's decision to be like, hey, I want out.
Bro, this is brutal looking at their
cap. It's so wild that they've made the cup finals, bro. It like, shout out Connor McDavid.
Draisaitl making $14 million until 2033.
See, but that's worth it. Him and McDavid, no matter what, are worth the money.
Yeah.
It's Nurse. Wow. I honestly think Nurse is the bigger issue than Stuart Skinner now, after hearing all this. Like, Skinner actually has been okay enough. It's like, yeah, like I said, the Avalanche, like, they had a goalie that was okay enough.
Oh, and I forgot, they're paying buyout on Jack Campbell till 2029-2030.
How much is that?
This current season, he's paying 2.3 for buyout. Next year's 2.6, and then it drops to 1.5 for three seasons.
I mean, that's money to go get, like, a vet, you know?
Yeah.
To bring in a wily vet. A Milan Lucic, whatever it may be. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I don't think they want Milan Lucic there, man.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
No, yeah.
Just, like, good Lord. You know, one of those guys.
You signed Trent Frederick. Shout out St. Louis boy. Frederick Roofing, man.
Yeah, good for him to get a long contract. Long, I hope he does
He is there till 2033 as well.
I hope he does
with a full no movement clause until 2029-2030.
That's like a wow, they have some of the wildest contracts out there.
Oh yeah. But all right.
Let's move on to this. Okay.
That being said, their window is now. They have to do what they need to do. They need to figure out Darnell Nurse and their goalie situation. We're just gonna leave that.
We'll leave
Edmonton
that.
They're going to like a dumpster fire, but a winning dumpster fire. So I really don't know how to break that down for them.
Yeah, at least they made it to the cup.
Like, I mean, they made it to the cup, and they probably will be a playoff team again, because you cannot be without McDavid and Draisaitl.
Yeah. Let's go to some positives here. Let's talk about their additions. They went out best addition by subtractions, you said.
Yeah.
Love this. Great way of saying it. Evander Kane, bye-bye, bro.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Like, don't need you anymore in Edmonton.
No.
Vancouver, sure. We'll talk about that here in a sec. But yes, Kane's gone. Great. You don't need him. Seriously. You don't need him. He was a thorn in your side in the playoffs. Honestly, he made horrible decisions.
Yeah.
And we can't stand him. So, see you later. Good for Edmonton there. They went out and brought in Isaac Howard, which... Yeah,
from Tampa.
It was a pick this year, right? Like, no, they traded a prospect for prospect.
Yeah, it was a prospect swap. So I think he was in Tampa. I don't think he wanted to go to Tampa for some reason. He was at Michigan State. Yeah.
He wanted to be closer to home, maybe. I don't know. Not even though.
Yeah, he hell of a college player, man.
Yeah,
he's 21 years old.
He had 26 goals and 26 assists in 37 games for Michigan State this past.
Yeah, he was drafted in 2022, 31st overall.
Really, really solid college player. We'll see if it translates in the NHL or the AHL or wherever he's going to be. That's also a good ad. You need some young talent. You got rid of Holloway and Broberg for some reason, and you need to bring in some young talent because it feels like you have zero. So good for them. The next addition was Mangiapane, which I love this.
I love it. Great. He is the depth player. He fills all of the depth player needs.
He's basically the perfect replacement for Evander Kane.
Yeah.
Like exactly what you need. He can
with
score the
head
20.
On his shoulders.
He can score 20, and he can play up and down the lineup. So it's perfect. Seriously. Last year, he had 14 goals, 14 assists. In 81 games, so he kind of played like that third line, fourth line role and for the Capitals, but for Calgary, he was solid. He had a 35 goal year 3 years ago, like barely misses any games. He's a solid depth piece.
Yep.
For sure.
I think they added decent for what they got rid of. I mean, they got rid of a Corey Perry, who's 40, and he joined another team, and he'll bring his curse with them. But yeah. I just wish they would have got a goalie.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for years, buddy. It's just so funny how they haven't even attempted, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm interested to see if they what they do. But
yeah,
we'll kind of move on from them, and okay, we will shift over to the Los Angeles Kings.
Yeah.
Interesting offseason, for sure. I think the window's still open.
For playoffs or cup?
Playoffs.
Yeah.
They're not winning the cup. They were not exciting to watch in the playoffs.
It was a shame, too.
It was
because they had Edmonton on the ropes.
Yeah.
They really did. And then McDavid decided no.
Which we talked about this team for one reason specifically, is that Kuzmenko.
Yeah, dude, Kuzmenko.
Sneaky good pickup. Like,
oh,
just
yeah,
wasn't clicking on his former teams.
Oh, yeah.
And it just is working there. And I love it.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I think it might just be the slow pace of play they play. Like, he can maneuver the game easier. Like, but yeah, he can score goals on this team for some reason. It's great. Yeah.
I mean, they have him penciled in on Daily Faceoff as the first line left winger.
Wow. Good for him.
Yeah.
So, with Kopi.
With Kopi and Kempe.
Oh, yeah. Kempe. Dang. He's good, too.
Yeah. Then your second line, which is another guy that we rave about, when Quentin Byfield.
Yeah. Future captain for the Kings.
Kevin Fiala and Alex Lafreniere.
That's a really good second line.
Yeah. But it's an interesting team.
Yeah, it is. It's like the Ducks to me. But they have, like, the better vets. They have, like, the winning vets on this team.
Do you know what I mean? Their offseason was adding the oldies.
No, I mean, they got Doughty. They got Kopi, like, two-time cup winners. You know what I mean? Like, the core. Joel Edmondson, cup winner. Yes. So they do have some core with that young talent, which I think is pushing them over the edge. But, yeah, like you said, best additions. You can run through them. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I don't know if they're the best additions. I think there was a lot of question marks.
The additions.
They added an old group of players, and they're paying them some heavy money, too. So they added Corey Perry, who's 40 years old. They added Joel Armia, who's 32 years old. They added Brian Dumoulin, who's 33 years old. And they added Cody Ceci, who's 31 years old.
So weird.
I don't know what we're doing here, guys.
I don't know either. It makes me feel...
You needed to get a little bit younger, but you just got older and slower.
But they love that, though.
They love it, and I hate it.
God, it's so brutal.
It's so bad.
Yeah, it's the slowest, grimiest game, dude.
It's like watching paint dry, man.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know why that's their tactic. I just don't... I mean, sometimes it works.
You're playing a system, I guess, that makes it doable, but we see it, that's not doable in the playoffs.
I don't know. It's going to be really interesting to see, because I think they're going to make the playoffs. It's going to be really interesting to see how they fare or who they play in the first round again. If they play Edmonton again in the first round, bro, out again. Like, you might win one or two again, but you cannot keep up. You just can't. Edmonton will score 7 on you. They'll skate around you and score 7. Like,
yeah,
it's going to be really, really fun to see what these oldies do.
Your
the locker room's going to be so – it's going to be this, though. It's going to be glued.
I mean, but like, you're looking at that group and, like, your third pair of defense is Brian Dumoulin and Cody Ceci.
Yeah.
No. No. That is bad.
They don't have a single skater on the back end.
No. Well, I don't know. They got Clark. Clark was a guy that I was interested in. He's a young guy.
Does he even want to be there anymore? It seems like they're pushing out the young talent for old guys.
it's what the Blues did in the mid-2000s. Where it's like, let's just get old and we'll figure out from there.
Yeah.
And we'll be fine.
What's the biggest question mark, though, bud? Have we just talked about it? Like,
I just don't know what to expect from this team. Like,
yeah,
they're a candidate that I could say, like, it could all go down in a fiery inferno and they don't make the playoffs. It's like they were a playoff team last year, but I don't know if they're a lock playoff team, in my opinion, in this division for next year.
Okay.
they might be a wild card team, but I still don't know about that because I think the Central's so loaded that Central's going to take two wild cards.
Yeah, 100% true.
So, you're right. I don't know. Like, I really, I don't know. And that's the hard part. And if you're a Kings fan, we would love you to message us and tell us your thoughts.
Yeah.
Because I have questions, and I'm sure you do too, and I would love to know your opinion.
Yeah, pick our brain. We'll pick yours. Like, we love when people engage with, like, our tweets and or just DM us. Like,
yeah,
just talking about hockey is so much fun, and especially for a situation like this where it's, like, your average age has to be, like, 30.
Yeah.
Like, that is insane. I they got rid of McClellan, like, what, 2 years ago? And their coach now is Hiller, right? And he's just okay. Like, people want him gone now. Like, yeah. I think the question mark is the Perry curse going to continue?
Yes.
Which it is. But they're not even going to make the cup. He's signed there because it's about time, for sure, to just stop playing.
Oh, Puckpedia indicates the average age of the LA Kings is 29.9 years old.
That is hilarious. I'm excited to see them play. I think they're going to be a really good
regular.
They'll
probably be good, and it's going to piss us off.
They're going to be second in the Pacific in the regular season, but they're going to get paired up with, like, an Edmonton who has a bad December and gets the second or third spot, and they have to play them again, and they get knocked out. Like, it's going to be one of those.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, looking at the bottom half of this group, like, you just have to be average and have a decent spot by Thanksgiving and then just put together some wins, and they're going to make the playoffs at that point, I guess. But, like,
yeah,
that's also banking that, like, Calgary and Vancouver just suck.
Right, which they almost did not.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those, like, everyone is competing for that third Pacific spot because they know that wild card is, like, either the Blues, it's either the Avalanche, it's either the Stars, it's either the Jets. Like, those are all contenders.
Yeah.
Honestly. So it's going to be really interesting to see what the Kings do. I love it. Honestly, they're going to be so grimy and slow. And I like watching that because it just makes the game unbearable for everybody else. And I think that's so funny. So I'm excited to see what they do. Yeah. All right, let's get into some teams that are just not playoff teams.
Yeah.
The San Jose Sharks, windows closed. We all know their future is, like, probably the best in the league. Like, it's up there.
I think they're up there.
Top five
for, like, exciting.
They have some really good players that are coming up, including Celebrini, Will Smith, and who do they just draft again this year? I keep forgetting his name.
Did they get Eklund? Was Eklund
this year? No. They got he's going to be a really good player too. Yeah, I like, give the Sharks, like, 4 or 5 years, and I think they'll start
McQueen.
To kind of. No, that's Ducks.
2025, Misa.
Misa's going to be great. So,
and Joshua Ravensburg.
They're gonna have all these youngsters growing up together. They got Marlowe and Thornton or whoever just housing all of them.
Their development staff is stupid.
Yeah.
It is stupid. Yeah, how good that.
Don't they have Ryan Miller too?
Ryan Miller is a goalie consultant over there too.
So they just have some beasts there just teaching everybody the ways of the San Jose Sharks. So good for them. I mean, they what do they do? Their best additions.
A great front office over there.
He is. Honestly, I thought maybe he was on the hot seat.
I didn't think he was going to be a good GM. And he flipped it and literally has just done the right move. He's like it's not gonna be pretty.
Oh yeah,
but he's doing it. And
he's doing it the right way. Honestly, I think he's doing it the right way
and building it for long-term success.
Yeah,
I think he's got a lot to fix on the back end still.
I think that's why he brought in who he brought in for this list of it. This is the, you got maybe 2 or 3 years of these guys. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of keep develop, like, you throw in a youngster there, throw in a youngster there, and it might turn out good. Yep. So let's go through the list. They got Letty off waivers. Thank you.
After he rejected a trade there, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So Doug said, all right, we're not trading you. We'll just waive you, and San Jose wants you. So they'll take you for free. And thanks for coming. I feel bad for Leds a little bit. Like, I love Nick Leddy, steady Leds, and I think he's going to be solid there. He might not want to be there, but he'll be solid there. They also got Alex Nedeljkovic from the Penguins, and they just traded a third round pick for him. So he's like
stopgap,
career backup. You know, I think the Georgiev experiment just for the NHL entirely is finally over. He is possibly the worst goalie I've ever seen.
He'll get signed. But we say that, but Matt Murray's still in the NHL.
Matt Murray won 2 Stanley Cups, dude. So, or one. One of, he won okay. one or two, and okay. he was the starter okay. over Fleury for one or two.
That's
of those,
true.
So.
Okay.
He had his moment. Like, Georgiev. Just go back to Belarus, bro. I cannot stand him. Holy moly. He might be my least favorite player in the NHL. So how bad he is. Anyways, so yeah, Georgiev's gone. You bring in another backup, fine. Then here come the other oldies.
but not bad pickups.
That's oh, they're not. They're good fillers. They're like they had their prime and now they're just trying to keep their status in the NHL, you know. So Jeff Skinner. But he had his playoff experiment with the Oilers. He got his couple games. He hated it. Now he doesn't want to be in the playoffs ever again. So let's go to the San Jose Sharks. And I don't remember his contract. Josh, do you have it up?
For Skinner?
Jeff Skinner.
I can look it up while you're talking.
I'm pretty sure it was a pretty good deal for him. So good for him. I'll move on to our boy Ryan Reeves. He's about 2 seasons away from 1,000 games. So keep on chugging, Reeve. I'm happy for him that he's there too to kind of protect the youngsters. And then they also brought in kind of Nick Leddy 2.0, Orlov. So they got two swift skating, puck moving defensemen. Old, but, you know, have their experience and perfect stopgaps, like you said, Josh. And honestly, like, there's no question that those guys are going to be serviceable and you're going to get like 60 points or whatever. Like, you're going to be better, but you're not going to be a playoff team.
I don't think you're the worst team anymore.
No, I don't think so either. And that's great.
Skinner signed a 1-year, $3 million deal.
Good deal.
I mean,
he'll only get about $850,000 of that because of California, but
yeah,
he'll be okay.
It'll
he's living
back.
In San Jose.
He's living in San Jose. And like, let's be honest, like Skinner sucks defensively, but he has the potential still to put up 20 something goals.
Yeah. Yeah. He's Patrick Kane. Like, Patrick Kane can put up 30 if he really wanted to. He won't play D.
He'll play left wing with Will Smith.
Perfect, yeah.
And I think Adam Gaudette will probably be your right wing on that line.
Yeah, I forgot they also brought in Gaudette. They brought in a bunch of guys.
Yeah, I mean.
And it's, like you said, perfect stop gappers.
So you got Ashcroft.
Oh yeah, Ashcroft from that was a steal from Nashville. I think.
I think there was some headcaseness there about he thought he was ready, and I don't think he really was ready just yet.
But when he's playing in the NHL for the AHL for the Barracuda, he like lights it up.
If he is able to be an above average goalie, the defense is average. Like they're gonna.
But they know how to like. Be in the right spots.
Yeah.
Like they're so veteran. They're probably not going to make mistakes unless it's speed related.
Yeah. And so, like, just let Macklin do his thing.
Exactly. I would not be surprised if Celebrini gets 85 points this year.
I would love that. He needs to fix his plus minus a little bit more, but
we'll just blame that on San Jose. I guess the biggest question before we move on to the next team, are the rookies going to keep growing? 100%, dude. I think this team, like you said, Josh, they're going to be really good in a few years. They're going to get back to that San Jose Shark team that we, the Blues, always ran into.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a pain.
I agree. I think if they can solve the defense issue, and I think there's potential to fix that, you're going to have to pay for it, but you can do it. But a bright future.
Yeah.
And a great front office, and I would love to see this team get back to being competitive.
Like, yeah.
It was fun when they were competitive.
I agree.
You hated them, but you loved them.
Right.
Like Erik Karlsson, Brett Burns.
Yeah.
Logan Couture, which sucks. God. He's done.
I know. I feel so bad for him.
He was a guy that I didn't appreciate getting to watch until he's done. And that's what sucks.
He was so good, bro.
So good.
Seriously.
Great in the dot. All right. Let's move on to our next team. We got a couple more. We'll wrap up here. And Seattle Kraken. Windows closed.
Yeah.
Dysfunctional. Have some good players. But I don't know if it was a coaching issue. I just don't know if they just have a lot of, like, good players and not, like, someone that they can really rely on.
Yeah.
But should be interesting. Best additions, I'll hop right into it, and we'll just keep moving here. Ryan Lindgren, Mason Marchment.
I think it's right? Marchment. Either one.
Marchment. Yeah. And then Frederick Goudreau.
Yeah, and I like these.
Good pickups. I like Ryan Lindgren a lot. I really
do. Me too.
Goudreau apparently is a fantastic locker room guy that Minnesota was sad to see leave.
Yeah.
And then Mason is a decent player that they got from Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
I think he was a cap casualty of the situation going in Dallas.
100%.
But yeah, I don't – this team has a lot of questions, but they have some really good players. So that's the weird spot they're in, and I don't know how you kind of feel about them. Like, I can kind of – this is Seattle's roster. Jaden Schwartz, Matty Beniers, Kaapo Kakko, Jared McCann, overpaid as hell Chandler Stephenson, Jordan Eberle, Mason Marchment, Shane Wright, Eli Tolvanen. And then you got Freddie Goudreau on the fourth line with some guys that I don't really know who they are. The defense is very interesting. You have Vince Dunn, Adam Larson, Jamie Oleksiak, Brandon Montour, Ryan Lindgren, and Riker Evans.
I mean, that's not all. It's middle of the road.
Your goalies are a little questionable. You got Joey DeCord and Philip Grubauer.
I think that's kind of...
Is that the
an underlying issue? I think
Grubauer
people don't
played
talk
in the AHL
it.
Part of it last year. They brought he's him another up for his one. Bobblehead night.
He's another. he's another one that like Colorado somehow had and made him look better than what he was.
Yeah,
just the Colorado effect.
Yeah.
I think DeCord has moments of good play, but I think he's a Stuart. He's a Stuart Skinner goalie. Like if he was in Edmonton, I think it would be the same situation for sure. I think they brought in good players for affordable, you know, contract slash draft picks or whatever. Like I wrote an article on how and Marchment was in it and he's going to have a chip on his shoulder. He's a 20 goal scorer, bro. I think he's going to have a heck of a year. I don't think Seattle's going to have a good year, though. I think they're going to be just like same thing. Maybe
Seattle's going to flip with
Anaheim,
San Jose,
or San Jose. Yeah, you think Seattle gets like 70 and San Jose gets like 72 or something like that. Like, I think it'll be close like that for sure. They're going to be battling for the bottom of the Pacific and.
Which, I mean, that has San Jose getting like 20-something more points than they did last year.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. 10 more wins for them? That might be crazy. We'll see, though. They can do it. I agree. Too many question marks for the Kraken. They don't have a superstar. They have, like, some great veterans.
Matty Beniers is the closest thing that they're banking on.
Yeah.
Vince Dunn, like, is your best defenseman?
Yeah. Yeah, crazy. I don't know. I think the beginning was like just like adrenaline for them, and they made it and they won a playoff series or whatever and gave Colorado a run, which was wild. And then it just fell so quickly. I think the firing of Hakstol was really interesting. I don't know if it was a fit issue or like the players didn't like him. And then you bring in Bilsma, right? And then he gets fired and it's like, what's next? Like, I don't know. Is it just not a desirable place to be? Like, I don't know.
I feel like Seattle wouldn't be bad though.
No, it's a cool city. Great people. Like, I'm sure the fans are awesome. Like
their arena apparently is fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I think it's just the players are, it's just middle of the road. Just they're not going to win now.
This is a team that should go get Mason McTavish then.
I mean, they have enough here to be like
Jared McCann to Anaheim.
I think it would take, it might be a little bit more, but I think I agree. Like, if Dostal, like, is awful, maybe you go, oh, here's Decord and...
as a stopgap, but you just signed Dostal.
I know, I'm just saying, yeah. Like, if you yeah. need somebody to help, if you're close to a playoff spot, I don't know, I'm just saying. Like, it's going to be really interesting to see their decisions. The GM has a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
Mistake and with the Stevenson contract. Like,
so bad. Like bad.
That's not good. And trying to make up for it somehow. But they'll be in the same spot this year.
Yeah.
Bottom two.
They have some good young players, but there's just so many question marks.
Yeah. So the chemistry is weird. It doesn't feel right.
Yeah. All right. I'll let you run with the Vancouver Canucks.
All right, my least favorite team. No, I'm kidding. Vancouver, 2 years ago, I thought you were going to make it to the Stanley Cup, guys. Seriously, you guys were unreal. Last year, you guys were good too, but just the underlying issue of Pettersson and JT Miller just destroyed the locker room, which
yep.
is so sad to see because they're both unreal players. I'm sure that it might have been over-exaggerated by somebody. Like, I don't know. But it's kind of spiraled. There's rumors Quinn Hughes wants to go play with his brothers. Tockett's gone. What else? You did nothing to make your team better.
You brought in Evander Kane, who is just as much of a locker room disturber as JT Miller, in my opinion.
I think he's worse. I think worse.
I think JT Miller, in my opinion, but
I think Miller just wants to win. I just think he's hardcore competitor, and he says probably wrong things at wrong times, but he probably doesn't mean anything bad by it. Like, Kane is just not. He's just not a locker room guy at all. So Kane comes in, Dakota Joshua out. He was like a fan favorite. I don't know why they let him go.
Yeah.
You brought in P.O. Joseph, who's an AHL defenseman.
Hey, now.
He is. He couldn't even play for Pittsburgh.
He did play for Pittsburgh, man.
Brutal. Sorry, P.O., but you're just not that good. What else? And then you signed Garland, which I actually like, but the contract is 6 years at six a year.
You're keeping Garland and you kept Besser.
Yeah, so those are like your two additions, basically, is keeping those two in your core, because they really are like your hardcore core.
I just, I don't know about this roster.
It's not good. I think it's, on paper, it looks okay, but I think it's overrated, for sure.
If guys play to their potential, it could be a really good roster. But that's thinking like Jake DeBrusk is 25-plus goal scorer. Elias Pettersson remembers he was a top player in the NHL, and Brock Besser puts up 25 goals,
which I think that can happen, but
that first line could be good, but then your bottom six is rough.
Yeah, it really is, because you traded JT for chump change. Seriously, like
Hedl's
all right, you know. And I think not only is Kane a bad addition and a subtraction of Dakota Joshua, who's you needed to keep him. The fact that your goaltender Demko is hurt all the time. I mean, every season now, and I feel horrible for him because he was like in the Vezina running like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But then you extended him for 8 years. You gotta hope, man, he doesn't tear a groin. Like, who's backing him up now? Shelov's is gone. Who's backing him up? What's his name? DeSmith?
Kevin Lankinen.
Oh, Kevin Lankinen's okay.
But he's not a guy that can be your number one.
But he's not. Yeah, he's not. He's a Stuart Skinner. he's a guy that can. He can play, but he's just not a contender. The I don't know what else to say about them. I don't like you guys personally.
They have all the freaking talent, like with Pettersson, that they should be good, and they're just not.
Yeah, and it stinks because I know Quinn Hughes is just like top three defenseman in the league, and he's so good and so fun to watch. Like every time he was in St. Louis, I was like, wow, that's what a superstar looks like. And I almost feel bad for him. I hope that he has a big voice in the front office and is making some demands, because he needs to make sure that Pettersson's good, okay in the head or whatever. He needs to make sure Kane doesn't do anything stupid. And then he's got to tell his management to go out and get another piece, because they just don't have the depth.
They don't have the depth, but I think in this division, I think they're comparable to like the Kings, though.
Yeah. I mean, so like, if they're in the Central, they're not making the playoffs. But the fact that they're in the Pacific, they can get the three spot. They can. Yeah. They really can. I don't think they will, but they can.
Yeah.
They have superstar talent.
Yeah. All right. That being said, we're going to move on to the last team here.
Our favorite. Team in the back here.
Freaking hate them. Vegas Golden Knights. All right. The window's wide open. They went out and got a superstar.
Oh, yeah.
I hate it. Their window is wide open, and wide open for the next, like, 3 to 5 years. And it sucks. And that's even with losing Alex Pietrangelo. That's how good they are. Best addition, if you don't know, you haven't followed anything in hockey, they got Mitch Marner. I don't know what shady deal was going on there, but they already had jerseys, I'm pretty sure, in their team store before he was even there. So
love it.
They got Mitch Marner. He got a 100-point player. It's hard to ever feel like you're going to acquire a 100-point player. Yeah, I they're Pacific favorites to win the Pacific. Like,
I think so too.
Everyone's racing for second place behind Vegas.
I think so too. They had a really down year in the playoffs last year. It was kind of a shame. I wish they would have gave Edmonton more of a run. They just didn't look right. The addition of Mitch Marner is bigger than people think, I think.
Oh my gosh.
I think this year specifically, he is gonna go crazy. He's gonna go absolutely bonkers. And when they're in stride going into the playoffs, it's going to be tough, dude. Seriously. Conference final, at least for them next year, in my opinion. But the biggest question mark you mentioned, what's the defense going to look like? Petro having to take, you know, a step away possibly forever now is really sad to see. Like, seriously, Blues possibly like jersey in the rafters type of ordeal for him.
Yeah.
And even Vegas, honestly, you might have one in Vegas. Like, one of the best Canadian born defensemen I think I've ever seen live. Like, it's just so good. Yeah. So smart.
So good.
But with him gone, who's kind of your guy? Like, I feel like they're deep, but I feel like the names aren't big, and I feel like it might be a collective effort, you know?
They're
like,
still pretty good. I don't think they're as the premier group anymore, but you still have Shea Theodore, Braden McNabb,
yeah,
Noah Hanifin.
Oh, I forgot about Hanifin. Yeah. He's really good.
Zach Whitecloud.
Yeah,
underrated. Jeremy Lazon and Kaiden Korzak.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, they're deep.
They're deep, but look, this is their top six. Jack Eichel with Mitch Marner and Pavel, is it
Dorofeev, yeah.
Okay, that's your first
30 line. Goal scorer.
Okay, so that's a pretty good first line. Let's go to their second line that could be a first line on some of these middle-tier teams. Ivan Barbashev, Thomas Hertl, and Mark Stone. Okay.
Pretty good.
Yeah, your third line's going to suck. Oh, wait, nope. Brandon Saad, William Karlsson, and Riley Smith. Maybe your fourth line's going to suck. Nope. Brett Howden, Colton Sissons, and Keegan Kolsar.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
They're running four lines.
They're running four lines.
It's fun to watch. Like,
Maybe Aiden Hill's going to suck. Oh, wait, probably not either. So, like, yeah, this is stupid. Maybe
now, you know, what's funny about Aiden Hill is I have talked a lot of SHIT on him.
Yeah.
But he is actually a Stanley Cup contending goalie. Like, yeah. He's proved it. I don't know why, like, I ever said what I said about him, but he is a great goalie. Yeah, I don't even know what to say about what you just said. Like, their team is so good.
They're so good. If they stay healthy.
Yeah, that's a big one.
If they stay healthy.
Especially with the LTIR thing happening. Yeah. Right? You can't cheat your way in with an extra person.
So,
you can't have Stone go and get $9 million in the books and go get somebody anymore.
yes, you lost Pietrangelo, but you still have a good core of defense.
Yeah, Stanley Cup winning defense.
Yeah. So, in my opinion, I think I'll say it now, they're in the Stanley Cup finals.
Okay. So, Edmonton finally takes a step back after two years. I don't mind that prediction at all.
It's Vegas versus Florida.
Florida, bro. Florida, so good.
I'm saying it right now. August 21st, 8-18, Vegas, Florida, Stanley Cup final.
I think those are the
Florida
two
three-peating.
Those are the two best teams.
Yeah.
I think so. On paper, for sure. Well, Florida just is, but on paper, Vegas is probably number two. So, yes.
All right.
Let's predict how the standings are going to go. I'll let you go first, and then I'll stop, and then I'll go.
All right. So, Vegas number one.
Yes.
Edmonton number two.
Okay.
I will go the LA Kings three, Vancouver four. This is hard when you get to this part.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Anaheim five, Calgary six, San Jose seven, Seattle eight.
There you go. Giving Seattle the eight. Oh, man. I mean, I think I almost agree with you completely. Like, what's funny is that the Kings are such a great regular season team with that grimy play, and then they have to play Edmonton every year in the first round, and they're probably going to lose. And it's stinky to see. I want someone else to try and have to play the Kings. Seriously.
Yeah.
My list is Vegas at one, Edmonton at two, Kings at three, Vancouver at four, possibly a wild card team, not just fourth in the Pacific. I think they possibly sneak in somehow.
Okay.
Demko's healthy. I'll just say Demko stays healthy.
Okay.
And then I also put Anaheim at five. I think they're going to take a little bit of a step with the veteran presence, and I think it's going to be really close with Calgary for points. And then I'll do Seattle seven, San Jose eight. It's Vegas. It's really tough to say it's not. They just got another 100 points. Like, so it's going to be a blast to watch Vegas and Edmonton battle it out again in the second round of the playoffs.
And here's the thing. What they'll do, they'll, like, if they don't do it, they'll unload one of their top guys and they'll get like two good players and just retool, and it'll be like, come on.
Yeah.
Or you know what they'll do? They'll sell off a bunch of guys, and then it'll give McDavid $15 million a year.
Vegas?
Yeah.
Well, Stone's gone soon, right? So Petro money plus, like, Stone or Theodore or whoever's old leaving is enough to pay a McDavid year.
Oh, they're over the cap by $7
million. Ooh. That's not good. That's got to be a Petro thing, right?
Never mind. They're not getting McDavid. They got to re-sign Eichel at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. He's kind of your guy.
Mitch Marner's making $12 million until 2033.
It's a good
Thomas
deal.
Thomas Hertl is making $6.7 until 2030. Brett Howden, man, is making $2.5 million until 2030.
Wow. Holy.
But coming off the books at the end of the year. Yeah,
nobody.
Jeremy Lazar, Ben Hutton,
Oh, just a bunch of bottom guys.
Colton Sissons, Brandon Saad.
Yeah.
They got to pay Pavel Dorfiev.
Yeah.
Riley Smith. Jack Eichel. So you got to pay Jack Eichel. And Mark Stone is signed this year and next year and has a full no movement clause at 9.5.
So you just keep Eichel and then hopefully you can keep Dorofeev and then the rest is whatever.
You're trying to trade Carlson and Barbashev probably.
I don't think they'll ever trade Carlson. I think he is like the OG Golden Knight.
Then Barbashev.
Barbie makes more sense.
Bring him
and
home.
You can get a haul for Barbie.
Bring him home, Alex Steen. Bring him home, Dougie. Put him back in the blue note.
That'd be great, man. Holy. That'd be really good.
Yeah.
I agree. I'd
hot take right now, I'd rather have Ivan Barbashev playing first line left wing than Pavel Buchnevich.
I'm not going to agree.
I love Pavel Buchnevich, but I miss Barbashev. He was my OG Blues player.
I miss Barbie, too. He's so good. We'll see what happens in the Pacific. Vegas is the team to beat right now. Edmonton they're going to do good, too, though. It's hard to beat McDavid and Draisaitl, especially what they've just went through for 2 years straight. We'll see. I'm so excited to talk about the Central, bud. It's the most competitive division. It's got our team in it, and it's going to be really close, I think.
I'm excited to see what we will be doing there.
Yeah.
But who knows? Who knows what's going to truly happen? But
this was this was kind of a crapshoot tonight. It's late, and you know it. It is. We're having fun.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say right now.
We're good.
All right. Let's wrap it up then. Go ahead. Yep. Sorry.
No, you're good. As always, we say around here, let's go Blues,
baby. Come on.
And looking forward to talking Central Division. And as always, please like, share, follow, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your grandma. It don't matter. We'll take anyone. All right. We love you guys. Mikey.
See you guys. Buddy. Peace out.